Test. Yo, this is episode 164. Art Stories by Ari Saralun. It's hard for people to be themselves when deep down we're not that far down. They actually hate themselves. That's why so many people struggle to be in love. That's why they suffer from depression. That's why they get angry and upset, and that's why they bully and act out in ways that look like rage. It's cause they aren't free to be themselves. So it's like your monster is always shooting you in the foot, causing you to feel bad about yourself. So it's hard to take the right steps forward if your feet have holes. And if you can't move forward to where you want to go, you will never feel whole. So needless to say, when self-hate is in the way, it can be hard to change your ways. And the only way to really be free, to be yourself, is to kill your monster from the inside out. And it's not easy. It's easy to fill the holes with people and things as a way to feel satisfied for a short period of time. And that's why the world has become a consumer-driven conundrum. We have a lot of adults walking around with holes in their feet, so they just go out and buy things they don't really need, and it's causing things like global warming, amongst other things. But the way to heal the holes is to stay at home and create a healing home. Create a space that feels safe and comfortable. Take time to really get to know who you are, to know yourself. Become the silent observer of who's in your head and heart, and document how they think and feel about all the times they felt left out. And then, do the work to make them feel loved. Do things like give yourself a hug. Take a hot bath, move your body, paint with alcohol inks, and I promise you, you do this daily. Eventually you find peace, and the holes in your feet will fill in and you'll feel whole again. Do you understand what I am saying? I know this sounds crazy, but it works. Trust me. I did it for me. And look what I've done. And look who I've become. And thank you for listening.